I'm excited for our study today. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson. This is Kent Steinbach. We're coming to you from Dallas, Texas. We're coming to you from Herb's house, really coffee house. And I want you to take your Bible and turn with me to James 1, verse 6. And the title of our study today, our devotion, is A Settled Faith. And Kent, when we look to God in tough times, there needs to be a steadfast hope. I mean, there needs to be a solid trust in the Lord and not be doubting, but be trusting that the Lord is an anchor for our soul. So that's what this verse 6 is about, and this is what it says. But he, referring to the one who's going through trials, must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Kent, he's talking about the man in the midst of trials, the Christian, the believer. He says, we must ask, but not just ask. And speaking of prayer, bringing this to the Lord, but as we ask, we need to ask in faith, which means to have a confidence that God hears and that God will answer according to God's perfect plan for our lives. He must ask in faith, trusting in the sovereignty of God and in the love and the grace of God. And he says, without any doubting. And that's another synonymous expression for faith. The word doubting, Kent's interesting, in the original language, it means a separation. And the idea is really what we see in verse 8, to be double-minded, that you're back and forth, almost like a tennis match, that you're back and forth. Yes, God will answer. No, he may not hear this. Yes, he will answer. I don't know if he will or not. And that's the idea of doubting, that you're divided within. There's an inner distrust. It's yes and no, yes and no, yes and no. And it really wears us out when we're like that. And he explains why we must have a firm faith and a firm confidence in the Lord without any doubting. He says, for the one who doubts, the one who is divided with a half faith, there's this inner conflict. He says, the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. And it's like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And we can just see the instability of the waves of the sea as they just are to use the word here, driven to places that they would not otherwise go. And so, Kent, we've got to have a settled faith. And that is developed by looking to the Lord and learning the attributes of God, learning the character of God, learning the sovereignty of God, the purposes of God, the names of God. As we grow in our knowledge of God, our faith grows. And as our faith grows, doubt is dispelled from our hearts in prayer as we find ourselves in the midst of the situation. So let's talk about this because, you know, quite frankly, it's easy to be in a trial and to just be crushed and to become insecure and to become double-minded with a divided heart.
So, Steve, is it looking something like this? We're in a trial, we have a difficulty, whatever it is, whether it's an obstacle that's external, internal, whatever we're dealing with, and we pray, but we're just in our hearts, we think, maybe you will, maybe you won't. We're just not sure. We don't really have confidence. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
We should not do?
Yes.
That we just pray, all right, Lord, I know you can't answer prayer, but you probably won't on this one, but if you do, good. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that is completely the idea. And instead, our trust must be, God, I know you're going to come through for me in this situation. I don't know how you will. I don't know when you will. I don't know what the solution is, but God, I'm confident that you know. I'm confident that your timing is perfect. I am confident that you will know what I should do in this situation and that you will be at work in me so that I can respond in the right manner.
So does that come back to us understanding the sovereignty of God?
Yeah.
And understanding theology, which
yes.
is who God is. So
yes.
what we're doing is we're taking what the Bible teaches us, even though we don't feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Necessarily.
Yes.
And we're racing back to that. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, when we're in a trial, it's easy for our emotions to take over.
Yeah.
And in fact, we even get whipped up and worst case scenarios. Well,
yeah, we do.
Et cetera. And really, our mind has got to take hold. And our mind fixed upon God and the Lord and His truth. And as it's spelled out in sound doctrine and clear teaching in Scripture, and that I really attach myself to this God who is sovereign and who's all wise, who knows what's best, and is all loving and will move heaven and earth to bring about His glory and my good in this situation. And so I need to have an unshakable faith in this God, and I will wait for God's perfect timing. I will wait for God's really rescue and deliverance out of this situation. So God, you take over this situation and take over my life, my heart, and I will leave the results with you.
So that really goes back to the argument of the greater the lesser. If our Lord died for us and gave His life for me and for you,
yeah,
then these other issues that come along in our lives, He's got those, right?
Yeah, He's got them.
It's remembering who He is, which is why you say theology is so important.
Yeah, it is, Kent, and I know you know that as well. A.W. Tozier, we were talking about him earlier, once said, the most important thing about you is what comes into your mind when you think of God. That your whole life is just an extension of your thoughts of God. And so that's the most important thing about you. And so we have got to be reminded and to know that God is sovereign. He is in control of the storms of my life, even the extent to which they can go. He can part the Red Sea. He can provide the way out, and He's all wise. I mean, every decision that He makes is perfect. I could never improve on it one bit. And these decisions as to even the timing of Him working this out in my life is perfect, and the manner with which He does it. And then He's perfect love. He will provide. He will give to us all that we need while we're in the trial, the way out of the trial, help us learn the lessons from this trial, and help us move on down the path. So it all comes back to we've got to have a firm confidence in God and know who God is and trust Him.
Yeah, and the more we know who He is, the more anchored we are as we race back to Him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Kent, there's a great book that a man named Jerry Bridges wrote called Trusting God. Mm-hmm. And he takes those three attributes of God, God's sovereignty, God's wisdom, and God's love. And the whole book is built around those three attributes of God. And we can trust God in every situation as we reflect upon and rely upon His sovereignty, His wisdom, and His love. So that would be a great resource for our listeners today. Well, thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. We love for you to be sitting here at the table with us. And in a sense, you are. Wherever you are around the world, around the country, joining us for Steadfast Hope, thank you for letting us have this opportunity of ministry with you. God bless you.